This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, new rule. Liberals need a stand your ground law for cancel culture so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing because I can't keep up anymore with who's on the list.
Yeah, neither can I. And, you know, as today we found out that Dr. Seuss is, I see when these stories come out, I am losing interest in even finding out why they're being canceled. I'm like, you know, I didn't wake up today thinking about Dr. Seuss. I wasn't concerned about the racial undertones of the children's books that might exist in my kids' libraries. It hadn't occurred to me because that's not the way my kids read those books, and I'm pretty sure this is not brand new information. If we've got pictures of Michelle Obama reading Dr. Seuss in the White House, why is it now all of a sudden so terrible that these books need to stop being produced? Cancel culture is a cancer on our country right now, and it will continue to be until more people like Bill Maher there stand up and say, enough already. This is ridiculous. Mark Cox joins us as he does every day.
It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
We can't stop. It's too dangerous.
I'm the best there is at what I do.
And that's the bottom line.
Mark, do you ever feel like you just can't keep up with the latest horrendous thing that exists that's really existed for our entire lifetimes? It's just today all sounds bad.
Annie, I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. That was my favorite book growing up. Is one of the first books I can remember as a young child that I was fascinated by. And now we're told that some image the cartoonist drew when he put the books together 55 years ago, or however long it was, it's now unacceptable, and we must ban them. I mean, it's the silliest thing that I've ever heard. You have to stand by and wait to see what you're going to be outraged by next.
You know, I think when I watch, for instance, I'm thinking of some Disney movies that I've watched with my kids that are really old. Dumbo is one of them. There are some things in the movie Dumbo that have absolute racial undertones that really tell a story about what was acceptable at a time that is no longer acceptable right now. You know what that does? When my kids are of the correct age, it gives me an opportunity to discuss that with them. If you ban it, how are they supposed to ever know that this stuff existed before? And, you know, if something like that comes around again, you take away the context with which we can educate our kids on how to behave correctly and how to not behave correctly.
Well, same, you know, you're right. That's a great point. And I've thought about that before when it comes to statues being torn down or schools being renamed in San Francisco. I mean, they've really carried it to an extreme. I believe, was it former Senator Barbara Boxer had her name on a school out there, and they removed
Diane
it.
Feinstein.
They voted to remove it. It was Feinstein, wasn't it? Yeah, they voted to remove it because she replaced a flag that had been damaged one time that had the Confederate symbol on it or something. Wasn't her flag. And that's why they chose to cancel her. I don't know where it ends. And I don't know where the common sense comes back in, because all of these places are happening in a vacuum of cities like San Francisco and L.A. and in academia, where they're deciding to suddenly ban images and books and thought that they don't like. That our founders must be rolling over in their graves.
Mark Cox is on with us from the Mark Cox Morning Show, 5 to 9 every weekday here on 97.1. Mark, I'm sure you've heard it before. that today's liberal is tomorrow's conservative, that as the culture tends to drift or even move quickly leftward, people like Bill Maher, who we just played there, you know, they if they don't move, they end up further right of the middle than they used to be. So I guess my question for you is it encouraging when you see people like him out there saying things that you're like, well, I can agree with that? Or is it more of a reflection on the overall movement of things, which is depressing, that leftists are now, you know, authoritarian in their canceling of everything?
Yeah, Ryan, that's a great point. I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, Bill Maher said some of the most outrageous things I've ever heard in the past. And suddenly he's on the defensive because even his fellow liberals are criticizing him for things now. So, I mean, it gives you an idea. I just think we've lost control of this ship 20 or 25 years ago, and it's now ingrained in the colleges. It's ingrained in the, you know, secondary and schools to some degree. We have conversations with our children to try to prevent something like that from taking effect. But if there's not good parenting, there's not a chance of these kids not being sucked into this through peer pressure and everything else. There are going to be kids at school who think that, you know, the United States was founded in 1619 because of the name of the project by the New York Times. And if you disagree with that, as Josh Hawley brought up the other day at CPAC, you're labeled a racist.
Yeah, a scary name that once it sticks, it sticks. You know, I think about how cancel culture has come after so many different people. If the accusations are plentiful enough, you can be canceled. There's no trial. It's just the court of public opinion. And
None.
Then you have someone like Governor Cuomo with a third accuser coming out today. He's got a sexual harassment scandal surrounding him that he might even be grateful for, because that's less of a concern from him than the nursing home scandal that caused the deaths of thousands of loved ones in New York State over the course of his handling of the COVID crisis. I mean, why is it that a guy like Andrew Cuomo doesn't immediately get canceled when the first, the second, the third, and however many other people are going to come out with accusations? Why isn't he subject to that?
Well, because he's knelt at the altar of political correctness so many times that he got a pass. I mean, where's Elizabeth Warren? Where's Amy Klobuchar and the others who were up front screaming with the protesters during the Kavanaugh hearing, who said nothing about Andrew Cuomo? Other than the fact that we have Cuomo on camera being highly critical of Kavanaugh, and now he finds himself in the same situation. And, you know, I saw Janice Dean, the meteorologist for Fox, point this out yesterday. How outrageous is it that he might end up being forced out of office over this hashtag MeToo movement, maybe, instead of the fact that he is at least responsible for the policy that led to 15,000 deaths in the state of New York? She's outraged by that. Mm-hmm. She's more outraged by the deaths than she is these latest allegations. But it may not be the deaths that force him out of office. It may be these sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah, and if the other controversy goes by the wayside, that will be its own tragedy. I want to ask you about the coverage of the Andrew Cuomo situation, specifically on CNN and specifically with Chris Cuomo. Chris and Andrew's little love fest, their bro fest that they had, you know, during COVID. It strikes me as interesting that they were able to be so playful and lighthearted during this crisis, which is something that was so heavily criticized of Donald Trump. They said that he didn't take it seriously enough, and meanwhile, they're playing games in prime time every evening, I guess, to give the American people a lighthearted moment. Chris Cuomo covered that part of his COVID situation, but now, of course, he's not going to cover this part. I can't imagine how he could possibly cover it, but, you know, CNN has forbid Chris from being able to react to the situation. Doesn't that still obligate CNN, the rest of CNN, to cover it? And you expect any change here going forward as the story continues to get bigger?
Well, I heard his statement. You know, he's interviewed his brother before. He's you know, been told him how proud he is and all that stuff of him leading up until now, particularly for his handling of COVID. You know, CNN has has got, unfortunately, a long history of hypocrisy on this sort of thing, starting with Jim Acosta in the White House, right? And the way his treatment of their treatment of President Trump versus the just softballs that Joe Biden gets right now. So I don't expect any change. Now, Chris Cuomo would lead you to believe CNN is and will continue to cover this story. I don't watch CNN enough to know if he's telling me the truth or not. I imagine they're going to mention it to give it a little bit of window dressing and be able to look back and say, but look, we did report on it. But they haven't. They never investigated this story when it first broke about the nursing home deaths. They just didn't have any interest in it. The COVID served its purpose. They will continue to try to ramp it up, Annie, to milk as much political opportunity as they can out of it, the COVID stimulus bill. And once it's gone, it's gone. And that's why there's such an effort, I think, on the part of this White House. I saw one of their experts today saying, this is not over. Don't let your guard down. Don't let your guard down. You hear it from Joe Biden all the time, even though the numbers are dropping precipitously as more people get vaccinated thanks to Operation Warp Speed. So there's no interest on the part of CNN or anybody else to tamp that down or to draw more attention to Andrew Cuomo, in my opinion.
Mark Cox, your answer intrigues me. So I'm going to ask you a tough question here. Is it fair to hold any politician accountable for COVID deaths, whether that be Donald Trump or Andrew Cuomo or anybody in between?
Yes, it is. If you can prove that it was their policy that led to it. Remember what Joe Biden, the candidate, said, that 400,000 people have died, and he basically blamed Donald Trump. It was all on his watch. He wanted to blame Donald Trump for all of the deaths from a pandemic. I don't think that was fair, because he was listening to Anthony Fauci, who was telling us in March and April of last year, Americans don't need masks. You don't need to wear masks. This is different, because Ron DeSantis took a lot of heat for the way he handled the COVID mess. Lord knows in Florida they have more elderly people than they probably do in New York State. And yet Ron DeSantis didn't have this problem. This problem is a direct result of the policies of Andrew Cuomo. So I think you can demand some accountability on the part of these politicians if the deaths are connected directly to their policy. I don't think that's a double standard.
Yeah, it's responsibility. At least you're leading. You have responsibility. You're going to get credit. Chances are you're going to get blamed too from time to time. Mark, before we let you go, I want to ask you now. I know that you are. Let's see. I'm 107 days away from my due date. Your daughter is she early June? Is that correct?
She's late May. Thank you.
Late 28. May. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I won't take a single day away from her, because I'm literally counting the days. I'm asking my listeners to share with me advice that people have given them, or that they hear people repeat a lot. Maybe it's parenting advice or marriage advice. But I want to know the ones that you hear that you completely disagree with, and they can share that on our live chat. I'm curious, when you look at a grandbaby coming into the world, that looks a little bit different than when it's your own child, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of good advice do you have for your daughter as she's entering into this parenthood thing that really, it changes everything, and it changes everything instantly? Now that you're going to be a grandpa, what kind of advice do you have for your daughter going into this life-changing situation?
Yeah, probably, father knows best. Would that be a good one?
No.
Listen to your elders. Would that... I don't know.
I wanted the good advice from you.
You wanted some good advice. I don't know. I probably
happy wife, happy back. Life is maybe a little bit more the
yeah, speed. Yeah. That's probably a little better, isn't it? I would kind of look back on that entering this for the first time and hope that I can just give a little direction based on the experience that I've had raising these three kids, to try to keep them grounded. By trying to give them a solid base in their faith, which I know that you and Jared have done, and so many people that we know whose children have turned out so well. That's going to be it. I'll try to, I will try, and I promise my wife to hold my advice except in critical conditions so that she doesn't feel like I'm overbearing with it. I don't feel like anybody did that to me, so I'm probably going to try to give her that grace at first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.